grow, though, is, and people realize that, you know, even though you didn't pay anything for the operating system, you know, paying $50 or something reasonable for some software, if you're getting a good value, that's, you know, paying for it is not a problem. So, one of the uses I've found for a Linux cluster or supercomputer is that I work for a company, unfortunately is no longer around, but they were doing genomic analysis. And the genome analysis started where you take a sequence, you know, some DNA that you've sequenced, and you say, well, what is this like? How does this compare to this other sequence here? And you can do that on your desktop machine. You look at them, you compare them, and it says, oh, they're this much alike. Well, now that we have the entire human genome, and we have most of the mouse genome and you know, 20 other genome projects out there or more, you get a code, you get your little snippet, and you say, well, what is this like in the rest of the entire genome? And that's multiple gigabytes of stuff that you have to compare this to. And so what you can do is you set up a whole bunch of computers. Like one, a nice example is one for each chromosome, and say, okay, this little code, and analyze it for this chromosome on this system over here, and then when they're all done, they get the results back, and now you've got, you know, got a whole bunch of answers that you have to go through and say, oh, it found this result here, 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 and here, and so it's something that the way that biology and bioinformatics has matured. It's really created this large market for having massive sets of systems working on these problems. So the problems haven't got more difficult. It's just that they're doing, instead of doing one, they're doing 100,000, and they do them all at the same time. So we just have so much more data to work with. So supercomputers are used for drilling for oil, doing a weather mapping, weather prediction, genome analysis, so you have your bioinformatics and data mining. There's a lot of other data mining and database processing where you're looking for specific information in a huge data set. Like, for example, looking for certain patterns of web traffic. That's something that supercomputers lend themselves to. Earthquake prediction. If you get into the military, you've got systems simulation, you've got flight simulators. Actually, you know, you throw a whole bunch of processors, each one's doing different parts of the flight simulator to model the physics of the airplane and the visual system and all the things. That's what SGI uses some of their larger systems for. You've got weapons design. We've agreed not to fire any more nuclear missiles or nuclear devices and set them off. Well, we can model some of this stuff in these large supercomputers and make in, you know, predictions about how well our weapons will work. It's kind of funny, there was some supercomputer work done to do sun explosions, and some guys from I believe Lawrence Berkeley saw the research and called him up and said, well, I think you're wrong. We know you're wrong. We can't tell you why. But stars don't work this way. It, you know, and they finally got permission to tell the scientists, no, this is, you know, we did the computer simulations, and this is the real reason why stars do what they do. So, that's another good reason. That's a good, I think that's a good set of reasons to use supercomputers. So.